You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Syracuse City School's eighth graders are getting to explore what future careers might be for them. WAER's John Smith visited the Career and Technical Education Expo Wednesday at the Public Service Leadership Academy at Fowler.
26 programs include professions such as the expanding drone industry, cosmetology, and becoming an electrician or a welder were on display. Eighth graders will soon choose if a CTE track of study is right for them as they enter ninth grade. All it takes is a fulfilling experience that leads to a spark of interest. Johnson Center senior Merrigan Mademi gave eighth graders an opportunity to attempt a virtual reality welding simulator complete with a virtual torch.
See how he has his weld at a 90?
Uh-huh.
Connecting both pieces of metal? That's perfect. Because that metal is going to be kind of smoldering these two metals together, and that's going to be a third layer of metal right there, so that's going to be pretty strong.
Afterwards, he provides instant feedback to the student who realizes that he may have a natural-born talent. A 70 or better is a good score.
He scored 70. This is his first time.
That's pretty good.
88, you get a prize.
The welding company, which makes both simulators and the real deal, also specializes in robotic welders. Lincoln Electric's Aaron Oyster says welders play a key role in programming the machine for mass assembly line parts and products such as automobiles.
If it's done on a repeated basis, you put it into a robot, that company can be more productive. And the biggest thing is if the company's more productive, they're going to keep their jobs here. And even better, if the student knows how to program that robot, it's going to give them a higher ranking position within that company and possibly earn a lot more money that way.
A pay scale for a career that student Ademi is very interested in.
Your salary a year could be up to $36,000 or $40,000 a year.
1,300 students in the city school district are presently enrolled in the CTE program. John Smith, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.